You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And from the WISS studios in Oshkosh, it's producer Todd and new Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
Oh my gosh, he got it right. He got it right.
I'll just say this. We've had some difficulty with that phrase because I'm not used to saying News Bureau Chief because it's not 1932.
Right.
But I always want to call her News Director. And in my mind, you are our news director.
I guess
here.
I could be considered the news director for Northeast Wisconsin,
right.
but for Civic Media as a whole, I'm not. So I don't
Correct.
Want that. I don't want that responsibility. Joining us today is the brand new city. Do we call it city administrator or city manager for the city of Oshkosh?
In Oshkosh, it's the city manager.
The city manager.
Yes.
Rebecca Grill, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it. Now,
I came to the door and she had a big smile on her face. So I said, this is going to be a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I've met you before, but you probably don't remember because you were meeting so many people so quickly at the convention center
yes.
when you were first
yes.
interviewing. But since then, we haven't had a chance to talk. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Oshkosh.
Thanks so much.
We're glad to have you.
I'm so glad to be here.
So yeah. Tell me a little bit about you and where you come from.
Sure. My last 10 years, I spent at the city of West Allis. I was actually the city administrator there. So they had a full-time mayor. I described the difference between an administrator versus a manager. So I was like the back of the house. The mayor was the front of
there
the house.
There you go.
Here I'm a little more front of the house.
How's it feel being in the front of the house?
It's a different thing for me, but I'm growing into it for sure.
I think basically for me, like in my job too, it's a lot of back of the house kind of work. So if you can do the back of the house, I think the front of the house is a little, you can get used to that position a little easier because you know how the back of the house works.
Right.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what you're talking about. You just have to talk to the public about
right.
it now.
That's right.
So yes. So I was there for 10 years. In the last couple of years, I also became the city clerk there, which is a crazy thing when you're doing presidential elections and everything
like that.
It was very, very challenging, but I had a really good team that helped me out there. Prior to that, I worked for the city of Milwaukee for 17 years.
Wow.
In various positions. I started as a public safety officer in the housing authority for the city. We would be like a security for housing developments.
Sure.
So we would take care of the lower level calls instead of the police having to come mm-hmm. to everything. And then I left Milwaukee as a deputy city clerk. Before that, I worked in the Department of Corrections as a youth counselor, which is a correctional officer.
A lot of public service.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Yes. When I say the thing about the Department of Corrections, people are very surprised. But that was my first job out of college.
So basically what you're trying to tell us subliminally is you can be tough if you need to be.
Yes.
Probably perfect for yes. this position.
Right. People apologize when they say different things about me. I said, I've worked in a prison. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
You can't say anything I haven't heard.
Exactly.
So, Rebecca, coming into a city like Oshkosh, where, you know, our former city manager had been there for many years, mm-hmm. Mark Roloff, and now you're having to take over his position. How much of a learning curve was it?
Well, there's definitely big shoes to fill, mm-hmm. and I'm still learning. This is the beginning of my fourth month, and I expect that hopefully I'll always be learning, but
right.
I'll be getting acquainted with a lot of things probably over the next year. The staff has been really helpful. The community members have been really helpful. So the learning curve has, you know, having that support really helps with the learning curve. Taking over for somebody that's been there a really long time. My previous position, I took over for someone that was there over 30 years.
Wow.
So I have some familiarity with that.
But you're looking at things with fresh eyes. What are you kind of seeing? If you had to kind of sum it up, what are you seeing in Oshkosh right now?
Yeah, there's so many opportunities for development, doing things differently. There's so many amenities here. So West Allis, similar size city, lot less amenities. So the water here,
right.
The areas to develop the, you know, the land and things like that. So really just capitalizing that and, you know, being Oshkosh, letting people, getting the word out there. I think a lot of people know Oshkosh for the EA. But
right.
Outside of that, there's so much more thing.
And that's such a small part of who
yes.
we are, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, between being Event City and EAA and
right.
all the things that we have, and now what's called the Sawdust District, which is where we're at right
now. You can hear it going on in the background, all the building
sawdust
and stuff.
Is yep. being made.
<That's right.
laughs> you know, this area here on South Main is starting to grow.
Right.
And so what do you see as the state of the city right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. So there's a lot of development projects. We have the Mill on Main development. It's mixed use apartment, commercial center. Phase one is supposed to be completed in 2026. There'll be three phases, a total of 300 housing units, which is
Ooh,
great for
yes.
the city.
Very good.
There's going to be underground parking, clubhouse, outdoor pool, pickleball courts, and dog parks.
Ooh.
I love pickleball. So.
Yeah. And I like that we're going to have more dog parks.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And then we have a corridor development that's going to be a three-story with 39 units. The unique thing about that is they're going to have a two-shift daycare, so the first, second shift daycare.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yes, so to support people that might not work the first shift.
So that helps so many things. It helps in housing and in the childcare problem that we have in and around the area.
Right.
We have got to talk more about so much other stuff. So promise me that you're going to come back and be a guest on Valley Focus again.
I will promise that. Yes.
Okay. Rebecca Grill, the city manager
yes.
of Oshkosh, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you, and I know you're going to have a blast making Oshkosh your home.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to cross her, though. I can see that gleam in her eye, right? Smile on her face.
Smile on her face, but...
More Mino and the Mayor on the way from WISS 98.3 and 96.5. Thanks for listening to Valley Focus.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.